This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with passion.
Jessica Rowe is a household name for her time as a TV newsreader and journalist, but in recent times, her focus has been on being a mum to two young girls. She's written a beautiful new book called Love, Wisdom, Motherhood, Conversations with Inspiring Women. Hi, Jessica.
Katrina, great to talk with you.
Yeah, it's a lovely book, and I guess it's good to maybe start a bit with your own story, which you share as a chapter in the book. What was it like for you going from such a high-profile job to motherhood, where basically there's very little glory or acknowledgement for what you do?
You know what? I think nothing prepares you for the seismic shift that such a little soul does to your life. And yeah. Being a mum is, without a doubt, the best thing I have ever done, but it's also the hardest thing, and nothing, I think, prepared me for that.
Yeah.
And it is such a change to your life, and for me it was a huge readjustment, and early on I struggled with postnatal depression as well, which made it that much harder as well.
Yeah.
And very much, I suppose, from my perspective, I've got two little girls, and Allegra, my firstborn, she was IVF, so I had longed for this little baby and was desperate to be a mum. And then when I discovered that I had postnatal depression, I was so sort of upset with myself, and I felt like such a failure because I thought, this is what I've always wanted, and why am I feeling so wretched?
It's funny that for someone who's so aware and educated regarding mental health issues, and you've written another book about that, that you still felt a sense of shame when you realised you had postnatal depression. Why do you think that was?
I know, isn't that extraordinary? This was what I found so ironic because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, for many years I've been a campaigner for greater mental health awareness. My mum has bipolar disorder, so I understand mental illness. Mum and I have spoken openly about our family's experience, and, you know, I am an ambassador for Beyond Blue. I had an understanding family. I had the economic means to get help. I knew where to go to get help. I had all of those things in my favour, but I still felt ashamed and I still felt the stigma, and that really sort of knocked the socks off me, actually, that I felt that way. And I think I did because, I mean, there is a stigma with mental illness, and I think even more so with postnatal depression, because being a mum is meant to be the happiest time of your life, and there's a lot of expectation from people around you, from society generally, that is meant to be the happiest time, and you're meant to be coping, and isn't this wonderful and fabulous? And when it's not, it can be very hard to actually put a voice to how you're feeling and put your hand up to get help. And so that was, I suppose, for me, what I was really grappling with. And I remember thinking, if I am feeling like this, someone who has a support network around me, an understanding family, how hard must it be for so many other mums? And it really made me feel even more, I suppose, when I was well enough, passionate about sharing my story and talking about postnatal depression. I almost felt a responsibility to do so because, you know, 1 in 7 mums will have PND. That's a lot of mums, but we still don't talk enough about it.
Yeah, I can imagine that your experience could have been somewhat magnified by the fact that, firstly, if you've done IVF, you've wanted a baby for some time and therefore your expectations are probably that much, I guess, higher, but also being a public profile person, to then say I need help is probably perhaps a little harder than for someone who's more anonymous?
Possibly. I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, I know that I'm pretty tough on myself and I am a perfectionist, less so now, but I think too, I'd always been the sort of person who, if I put my mind to something, did this, this, this and this, you would get this outcome.
Exactly,
whereas,
yeah.
As we know with kids, forget it.
Exactly. And I think a lot of career women do find it hard because I guess, one, you know, with your career you get certain outcomes and you can achieve certain things, but being a mum, it doesn't necessarily work that way.
Well, nothing is guaranteed. I mean, I was just laughing today. Finally the rain stopped, so the girls and I were able to head down to the park, and then trying to get them into the car afterwards, it was just hysterical. I thought, this is like herding cats. Get them in the car. You know, these simple things that before you have kids, you think, oh, what's the big deal? But then it is suddenly this monumental effort to do sort of seemingly simple tasks.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, but it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned that Allegra was by IVF, but your second pregnancy came as a complete surprise, didn't it?
Oh, it did. My darling Giselle, who's now two, interestingly, Peter and I were planning to have a second baby, so we went to see our IVF doctor, and she said, okay, go away, have some scans and tests just to check that, you know, everything is in working order, but you've got to wait for your next period. So I thought, okay, but my period never arrived, and not for a moment did I think I would actually be pregnant. And then when I was quite sort of overdue, I thought, oh, I really should probably take a pregnancy test. And so I got just one of those ones from the supermarket and couldn't believe my eyes when I discovered that I was in fact pregnant, that, you know, Peter and I had, you know, been able to conceive naturally, and it was just such a lovely miracle, and especially given we were looking to plan, you know, to have another baby, and then it just sort of happened so easily, which was fabulous.
Yeah, it must have just all seemed too easy. And one of the, I guess, themes that emerges in your book is the concept of mother guilt. Wendy Harmer particularly talks about that, as she is not the primary carer in her family. Her husband or partner does most of the hands-on kid stuff. Is mother guilt something that you've ever experienced, or why do you think it's...
I think being a mum equates with guilt because we're so tough on ourselves, you know, because it is such a responsibility, and I feel such love for my girls and such responsibility to make everything okay for them. And so everything you do, you're sort of thinking, is this the right thing? Oh, should I be doing this? And because there are no, you know, I think it's a lifelong journey of discovery with kids, but, you know, there are no simple rights and wrongs. There are a bazillion ways to get it right and a bazillion ways to get it wrong. And and I think sometimes with the guilt, because you're sort of thinking, oh, have I done that the right way? Or no, if I went back to work then, oh my goodness, is this why, you know, my daughter's not sleeping? Or, you know, all this sort of stuff that we just put ourselves through the ringer over. You mentioned Wendy Harmer, who's just such a beautiful woman, and as you say, you know, with her guilt was sort of, as she said, the inverse, because her husband Brendan was very much at home looking after the kids, and she was the breadwinner, so she would often feel guilty that, you know, she didn't know the names of her children's friends or the parks that they like to go to, all of those sorts of things that she would beat herself up about. And, you know, with pretty much all the mums that I interviewed for the book, they all felt guilt. You know, our Governor General, the glorious sort of Quinton Bryce, you know, she said she still feels guilt about all sorts of different things. And I think, too, there's that eternal question, are you a good enough mum? You know, are you good enough? And we do put ourselves under too much pressure. And that's sort of why I wanted to write this book, to say, yes, we do have different experiences, but there is so much that we share as mums, as women.
This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.